There is a great deal of truth in what you say, replied Sir Thomas. And far be it from me to throw any fanciful impediment in the way of a plan which would be so consistent with the relative situations of each. I only meant to observe that it ought not to be lightly engaged in, and that to make it really serviceable to Mrs. Price and creditable to ourselves, we must secure to the child, or consider ourselves engaged to secure to her hereafter, as circumstances may arise, the provision of a gentlewoman, if no such establishment should offer, as you are so sanguine in expecting.
I thoroughly understand you, cried Mrs. Norris. You are everything that is generous and considerate, and I am sure we shall never disagree on this point. Whatever I can do, as you well know, I am always ready enough to do for the good of those I love. And, though I could never feel for this little girl the hundredth part of the regard I bear your own dear children, nor consider her, in any respect, so much my own, I should hate myself if I were capable of neglecting her. Is she not a sister's child? And could I bear to see her want while I had a bit of bread to give her? My dear Sir Thomas, with all my faults, I have a warm heart, and poor as I am, would rather deny myself the necessaries of life than do an ungenerous thing. So, if you're not against it, I will write to my poor sister tomorrow and make the proposal, and as soon as matters are settled, I will engage to get the child to Mansfield. You shall have no trouble about it. My own trouble, you know, I never regard. I will send Nanny to London on purpose, and she may have a bed at her cousin's, the Sadler's, and the child will be appointed to meet her there. They may easily get her from Portsmouth to town by the coach, under the care of any creditable person that may chance to be going. I dare say there is always some reputable tradesman's wife or other going up. Except to the attack on Nanny's cousin, Sir Thomas no longer made any objection, and a more respectable, though less economical, rendezvous being accordingly substituted, everything was considered as settled. And the pleasure.